There is a growing movement of business owners who know that better isn't always bigger. Welcome to the Company of One podcast. I'm your host, Paul Jarvis, your ride or die for challenging the idea that growth is the only byproduct of success. The show picks up where my book, also called Company of One, leaves off, with more stories, more ideas, and more research into why staying small is the next big thing in business. I feel like I have to clear something up here. It's been on my mind for a while, and I worry that the ideas I share in my articles, on this podcast, everywhere, haven't specifically been touched on, or maybe just haven't been touched on enough. I don't believe in the word solopreneur, a common word in the niche that I'm in and that you might be in as well. It's a contrived word for a person who works for themselves. Worse, I think that believing you need to be a solopreneur is a harmful mindset to have. So obviously the reason I need to clear this up is because I can see how folks would think that the guy who wrote Company of One, me, I wrote that book, would think that a one-person business is best. I can see how people would think the guy who's constantly talking about not wanting to grow a business or not seeing growth as a useful tool might think that solo is the way to go. But the point of my book, the point of everything I write and talk about, isn't something I feel should be literal, especially the one part or the solo part. So solopreneurism as a mindset is a myth, a big, multifaceted one. First, every business needs customers. Even if you work for yourself, you need other people to trade you their money for whatever you are giving them. Typically, you need more than a few of them as well. While they're not employees of your business, they completely shape how your business operates, what it offers, and how much it makes. Your business exists to serve them for money, and it would make exactly $0 without them. Second, and this is where the biggest myth lies, it's difficult for one person to do all these things, be an expert at all these things, and find time to actually get all these things done. It seems stressful to hold the belief that because you work for yourself, you should work by yourself. My own business, where I'm the only employee, operates because I have a handful of freelancers I pay on the regular to help with everything from SEO to copy editing to podcast engineering to legal to accounting. I also partner up with folks who own and run their own separate businesses to create things that are more than the sum of our experience or skills. My business works well because I surround myself with smart and talented people that I work with all the time. The idea that a single person can be an expert at and accomplish everything is kind of ridiculous. I know almost zero about accounting or legal stuff, but that's why I pay my accountant and my lawyer. So you don't need to know everything to start a business. That's why people hire each other. We all need help, and there's no shame or problem with that, even if you want to continue to operate as a tiny business. Third, it's super lonely to work for yourself. Even as a super-duper introvert, I feel the weight of sitting by myself in my home office every day. That's why I make an effort to do things with other people. I grab coffee with my local friends once a month. I Skype with other folks who run online businesses, even without a business reason to do so, just to connect, just to talk. I'm even in a sci-fi book club with other tech nerds who run businesses. Whether we like it or not, humans are social creatures, so I can't see it being mentally beneficial to hole away in solitude forever. Long periods of time, though, totally fine. You need to get work done. When we aren't given a community of workers, though, we have to make our own. So whether we like it or not, other people make us better. In life, in business, in everything. This doesn't mean we should hire tons of them as full-time employees to fuel our growth at all costs until we're profitable mentality. That's the opposite of being a company of one. But it does make sense when we have to actually work at not being the solo of solopreneur, because it's only going to hurt our business if we have the hubris to believe that we can only do everything ourselves because we work for ourselves. So going it alone is more difficult, more lonely, and probably even more costly. So don't believe anyone who tells you that they're a solopreneur. Just like unicorns or Canada or literal solopreneurs. And moreover, don't believe anyone who tells you that you have to be one in order to have a small business. Company of One is hosted by me, Paul Jarvis, and is based on my book, also called Company of One. You can find that book on Amazon or at your local bookstore. If you'd like for me to pop into your inbox when new episodes of the show are available, you can hop on the mailing list at ofone.co. And if you enjoyed this episode, please do me a solid by leaving an honest but favorable rating and review on iTunes. Thanks again for listening to the Company of One podcast.